لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. My dear respected viewers of Mother Nation, we once again welcome you in our program Surahs of Quran, Benefits and Rewards. In this program, we talk about various Surahs of Quran and specific verses of the Holy Quran. We talk about excellences and virtues, benefits and rewards. Today, we'll be talking about Surah Ikhlas, Insha'Allah Azza wa Jal. Be with us from start to end. An immense amount of knowledge you'll be learning today. Respect viewers, before we proceed towards our topic of the day, let's make few good intentions. My Shaykh al-Tariqat, Amir of Ahl al-Sunnah, gives us a beautiful mindset to make good intentions before performing any permissible task or doing any good deed. As I am presenting this program, I make this intention. I'll present this for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which shall be the foremost intention of every believer. You are watching it, you can make this intention. You'll watch from start to end. You'll remember what you learn, act upon, and pass this knowledge on to others too. A very short and brief program, so don't miss from start to end. Ask your family members to sit in front of Madani Channel's TV screen and watch it from start till end. As I earlier said, today we'll be talking about the benefits and rewards of Surah Ikhlas. It is mentioned in Sunan Tirmizi that Sayyidina Anas radiallahu ta'ala narrated, Prophet of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam once said to one of his companions, "Oh, so and so, are you married?" He replied, "Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I swear by Allah, I do not possess the means for marriage." The Prophet of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam asked him, "Have you not memorized Qul huwallahu ahad?" He replied, "Yes, of course." The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam then said, "This is equivalent to 1/3 of the Holy Quran." He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam then asked, "Have you not memorized Idha jaa nasrullahi wal fath?" The companion radiallahu anh replied, "Yes, of course. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, this is equivalent to 1/4 of the Quran." Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam then asked the companion radiallahu anh, "Have you not memorized Qul ya ayyuhal kafirun?" He replied, "Yes, of course." The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam then said, "This is equivalent to 1/4 of the Quran." He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam then asked, "Have you not memorized Idha zulzilatil ard?" The companion radiallahu anh replied, "Yes, of course." The Prophet of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, "This is equivalent to 1/4 of the Quran." Then he said, "Get married, get married." Respected viewers of Madani Channel, we heard beautiful hadith mentioning various surahs of Quran and their excellences and virtues. In this, alhamdulillah, the excellence and virtue, benefit and reward of Surah Ikhlas is also mentioned by Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. It is further mentioned that narrated by Sayyidina Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala an, that embodiment of Nur, the knower of unseen, the noble Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has stated, "Idha zulzilat" is equivalent to 1/2 of the Quran. "Qul huwallahu ahad" is equivalent to 1/3 of the Quran. And "Qul ya ayyuhal kafirun" is equivalent to 1/4 of the Quran. Subhanallah. It is narrated by Sayyidina Mu'az bin Anas Juhini radiallahu ta'ala an, that Prophet of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has said, "Whoever recites Qul huwallahu ahad 10 times, Allah Azza wa Jal will make a palace for him in paradise." Allahu Akbar. Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu ta'ala an then said, "Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, then we will recite it in abundance." The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then said, "Allah Azza wa Jal is the one who bestows generously, and he Azza wa Jal is pure from all shortcomings." Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. The more you recite, the more blessings you will attain, inshallah. A palace will be constructed for that person who recites Surah Ikhlas 10 times. This is the blessing of this beautiful surah of Quran, Surah Ikhlas. In another beautiful hadith, It is reported by the mother of believers, Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa, Tayyiba Tahira, radiyallahu ta'ala anha, that the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam once deputed a person as the chief of a battalion for a battle. Whenever he would lead his companions in salah, along with another surah, he would recite Qul huwallahu ahad at the end. After returning from the battle, the people mentioned this to Prophet of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam, who said, ask him why he does this. When the people asked him, he responded saying, I recite this very surah because it describes an attribute of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and so I'm fond of reciting it. Hearing this, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, inform him that Allah azza wa jal also loves him. Subhanallah. What a fortune that Sahabi Rasul radiyallahu anhu had, who loved Surah Ikhlas, who loved and recited Surah Ikhlas. And what was the glad tidings for him, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves him. Respected viewers of Madani Channel, we should also recite as much as Quran possible. Alhamdulillah, many people recite the surah in salah. So we should recite in salah and other than salah also. Let me mention another beautiful hadith. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala narrates, I was once going somewhere with the blessed and beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, when the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam heard someone reciting Surah Ikhlas and said, it has become wajib, due. I said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what has become wajib, due? He sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam replied, Jannah, paradise. Allahu Akbar. You recite Surah Ikhlas and there is a glad tiding of Jannah for you, inshaAllah Azza wa Jal. This is the benefit of reciting the Holy Quran. These are the rewards and benefits of reciting Surah Ikhlas. Another beautiful hadith of Prophet of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam, which is mentioned in Sunan Tirmizi. It is narrated by Sayyidina Anas radiallahu ta'ala an, that the beloved and blessed Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has stated, whoever recites Qul huwallahu ahad 200 times every day, 50 years of his sins will be erased, except outstanding loans, if any. Allahu Akbar. In the surah we find excellence of recitation of Surah Ikhlas. 50 years of sins, inshallah, they'll be erased. Respected viewers, if we want to attain blessings from Quran, we should recite Surah Ikhlas. If we want to increase our good deeds, we should recite Surah Ikhlas. If we want our sins are removed from our book of deeds, we should recite Surah Ikhlas. If we want to construct a house in Jannah, we should recite Surah Ikhlas. And these are the benefits and rewards. And if we want to recite one third of the Holy Quran, we should recite Surah Ikhlas in Salah and other than Salah. We should love this Surah. We should love the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we'll do this with that devotion and that love, then the blessings what we will attain, they are unexplainable. They cannot be explained properly, to be honest with you, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants generously to his bondsmen. Respected viewers, I would like to mention a very important point when we recite this surah. Alhamdulillah, this surah is recited very often by the believers. Most of the believers, they have learned this by heart. They have memorized it. They recite in salah and even they recite other than salah. But very important point is that we should recite it properly. We should recite it with makharij. We should recite with proper articulation. We should recite with rules and regulations of tajweed. We should learn how to recite it properly. Because sometimes if letters are not pronounced properly, the meanings can get changed. This is one word here, qul huwallahu ahad. If this qaf of qul is not recited properly, then meaning can get changed. We should learn what is the difference between kaf and qaf. In this surah, the very first word is qul, which is written with qaf, which is musta'aliya letter. And it has its own sifat, how to pronounce. It has its own makhraj, a proper point of exit from where this letter should be pronounced. We should learn how to pronounce these letters properly. And we should learn from a proper Qari Sahib. And we should give our time to learn Quran. This is word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And these are the surahs which we normally recite in our salah. But if we do not pronounce it properly, then we will not be attaining the benefit which should be attained by the recitation of the Holy Quran. So we should learn. This is, alhamdulillah, my suggestion, humble suggestion, the very important work you should do in Ramadan to learn Quran properly, to learn how to recite Quran properly. And alhamdulillah, Dawat Islami is doing a tremendous job in this regard, to serve the Quran, to serve Ummah, alhamdulillah, to teach them Quran. You've got Madarisul Madina, we've got Jamiatul Madina, we've got Madarisul Madina for the adults, you've got online lessons. You can choose any medium, alhamdulillah. You can learn online, you can go on YouTube of the official pages of Madani channel. Alhamdulillah, lessons are there. You can download an app of Madani Qaida. There are many ways. When there is a will, there is a way. You can learn. So make an important intention in this Ramadan that I will learn Quran, inshallah, and I will learn how to recite Quran the way it should be recited. At the end, inshallah, we will listen the recitation of Surah Ikhlas from Qari Sahib and its translation. Let's listen, and that'll be the end of this program. We'll come back with another beautiful episode. Keep watching Madani channel, keep reciting Salat upon Nabi. Let's listen the recitation.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Qul huwa Allah ahad.
Proclaim, O dear Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, He is Allah, He is one.
Allahu samad.
Allah is the independent, perfect, does not require anything.
لم يلد ولم يولد.
He has no offspring, nor is he born from anything.
ولم يكن له كفوا أحد.
And there is none equal to him.
صدق الله.